Hi, I'm Dr. Reynolds. This is JV, and welcome to the Cannot Imagine podcast. We're so glad you found us because today we are chatting about infidelity. Jay, didn't you tell me you got an interesting phone call?
Very recently, about 3 days ago. You know, the someone who never know where they are, but all of a sudden they call you, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, what is that person up to? The reason why I say that, I was not excited because when we were in the industry, she was always, I could feel it, you know, that competition, jealous, or, but it was nice that she showed up all of a sudden.
So did she need something?
Well, we say that whoever called you needs something from you.
But especially if they never call.
Exactly.
Because that's my experience.
Exactly.
If I don't hear from you, and then I suddenly hear from you, what's the ask?
Exactly. But I just started to feel more grateful whoever, and even they don't call me a year, but they call or send me an email. I tried to have a positive the attitude. So I pick up and she was saying, you know, all the greeting, blah, blah, blah. Then she kind of paused and she was saying, look, I know you're professional. And I actually wanted to ask you before I do anything. So I was saying, you know, what she has to say.
Wait, what is she going to ask?
Exactly. Then it shocked me. She was saying, you know, actually, my husband had been in having an infidelity, the bottom line is.
Oh.
Not only once.
Oh.
Because nobody knew. Because she was having, you know, those I told you last show.
You had a term for it. Window
couple.
Show window couple.
There's so many show window couple that I find that out much later on. So I was shocked. You know, I was never close with her, but she was kind of confessed that she were one of those show window couple.
Wow.
So I said,
that had to be very hard for her.
Yeah, although I'm like, see, you weren't very nice to me, but she didn't want to advertise about her husband's infidelity, which a lot of time we women talk about it each other. So I was kind of a shock, and then I didn't know how to respond. So
what did you say?
I said, oh, you know, I tried to be very calm. Mm-hmm. So I said, truly, I do empathize what she's going through. Imagine that if anybody, even my own enemy, which I don't have, to going through tough time.
Of course.
As an emotional, really, emotionally they get hurt. Hurting then, it is a rejection.
Yes.
From, it's a rejection and knowing how people can be hurt or really become as a desperate to get a help.
Absolutely. It's a betrayal.
Exactly.
It's a betrayal at the deepest level.
And I, just right away, it came on to me. I remember they have a beautiful house all along. I don't know still now, but we were having a tea. She invited many people, you know, kind of brag about her house. We were having a tea, that Asian tea, which boring, but you know, she put all kinds of the tea set from Turkey or who knows where and then having a tea ceremony. So I remember when we got there, you know, I heard that she was screaming from the door. You could hear. She was screaming at who knows, but I find that was children. Go back to your room and study. Oh, screaming.
Wow.
So I said, wow, she's not being kind to their children. It just came on to me. Maybe she does the same thing to her husband. So she's having an affair. So the first thing came on to me.
She was having the
Her husband, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Maybe she's having an affair too. Who knows? I'll get to it. Actually, you caught it because she found that he was having an affair. She started to have a not fair, what we call infidelity. You know, infidelity doesn't mean you were having
a physical. So she was having an emotional affair.
Emotional infidelity with someone else that she met, right? So you're right. She ended up to have infidelity with it. So she was talking all different occasion. And I was thinking, you know, what I'm going to do? You know, all of a sudden she was asking me about what she can do. So I said, look, I do sincerely empathize to what she's going through, mm-hmm. besides that she's having an infidelity with another man. I just say that, look, I'm so feel bad, mm-hmm. but just give me a little time that I just look at some reference thing. It hadn't been a while. Then I'll get back to you.
Right, as opposed to just responding.
Exactly.
Listening and responding.
I didn't want to do it because, you know, it's not only he's having an infidelity. She's having an infidelity with another man. Not physically, but that's infidelity too.
Of course.
So I was thinking what I can do. Then here I am, you know, I went to right away to upstairs to see the book. I'm sure you're aware of that DSM.
Yes.
What do you call that? Diagnostic?
The diagnostic
and statistical
about mental disorders.
Mental disorder people, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, regarding that book, everybody, we all have a mental disorder. So I don't
Do say that.
Yeah,
most
I don't really
have some form
right.
of a mental disorder.
Who is a normal? I mean, honestly, who is a normal?
Or if you're normal, are you actually abnormal because you think you're normal? Because everybody else is abnormal.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just like we used to say that if you go to some place that everybody has one eyes, that's a normal, right? If you have two eyes.
Everybody's a cyclops and you have two eyes. You're the oddball.
You are the odd. Exactly. So I just close the book, and I was just to start to writing. And then I started to feel like, why people are having infidelity? Either the man, of course, it's not completely statistic from the thesis, so it's men still has a high rate of to have an affair, you know, than woman. Believe or not.
But, you know, women,
yeah,
shockingly, are starting to admit to having affairs in high numbers as well.
You mean the physically?
Physically. Women more often tend to have emotional affairs than men do, but a lot of women are taking it to the next level, shall we say.
Okay. You know, actually, it reminds me that regarding Bible, having an infidelity mentally, it is a adultery.
Yes, it is.
They are kidding. I mean, we don't have any liberty to having a fantasy with another man. Please. But anyhow, we are allowed to, especially in these days.
You have just upset a whole bunch of people.
No, because I remember it's about the 30, I was getting 35 years old. And I remember my sister come to me and she was like, I got to really have to have a settle with you. She was saying, you got to get married. You got to get married, she was saying. Otherwise, nobody going to get married. You're going to be really an old spinster. So I didn't know what to say. I said to her.
Isn't that one of the warmest, fuzziest things somebody can say?
Yeah, really.
You're going to be an old spinster.
Old spinster, specialist. You're not going to have a rich man anymore because you're getting old. So I said to her, I mean, she married one of the rich guys, so to her it was very important. Yes, I love money too. I like rich men too, but I didn't. I said to her, Michelle, I love rich men, but I think it is boring to living with all my life with one man, you know. And then she was looking at me like, well, what do you want? You want polygamy? You know, it doesn't happen it's only happening in Arab, not in Asia. So I said, that's a problem. I told her, I said, that's a problem. You know.
But it doesn't only happen there either. Look at, is it the Midwest? There are certain states.
Midwest?
Right here in America, where polygamy is running rampant. And now, people are.
Open?
People are very, very open.
Oh boy.
All over the world.
What so. I was thinking, I signed up for the monogamy, right? But anyhow, I just didn't think, you know, that getting married and living with one man and have a happy life, like what Disneyland said, dream life, you know, you're always wearing a nice dress and oh.
And you grow up to be a princess and he kisses you awake and you ride off into the sunset. Yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah, but.
You didn't believe in that either? You know,
after the man said that, after I had a first night with her, all the makeup, I said, is she the one I really
need? Who is she?
Yeah.
Why
you are here? But, and I said, I can understand why men, you know, when they come back, you know, sometimes, I mean, honestly, I empathize when they come home from really work, hard work. You know that you all work, and ladies, you know that what man has to go through to get the promotion. They have to kiss the boss's butt. When they come home, and wife is so busy to screaming it to their children or cooking something and dripping all the ketchup on their outfit. And when you walk in, she doesn't know you are there. And it's like, why is he here? You know, they kind of really reception. And men, you know that many men was raised by woman, their mother dodoing them and they pay attention, but when they get married, until they get the children, once they get children, the wife doesn't even know who you are when you come home, right?
But then there's the pushback. I have to give some pushback.
What is
because,
it?
Well, you're happily married 37 beautiful years.
Don't reveal. My age, Genesis.
I am unmarried.
Yeah.
Happily, but unmarried.
Right. Which is okay.
Oh, no, it's perfectly fine.
Exactly.
Absolutely. But you get to see that there are these different perspectives, right? So I think whether this time I'm not going to blame Disney. I'm just going to blame television altogether.
We don't blame Disney, only media.
Yes, all media.
Right.
We're just blaming everybody now. They tend to paint this narrative of the husband goes out, he works hard, he comes home. She's supposed to be the doting wife in the beautiful outfit who's...
sexy outfit.
Right, sexy and flawless, and the children are perfectly well-behaved and the house is immaculate and she's doting on him. But they don't stop to say the reality that you just painted.
Exactly.
Or the fact that in today's society, just as many women,
right,
sometimes more, depending, go out, work all day.
Of course.
Come home.
We do that too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And why can't he be home looking like a king, greeting the queen, coming home?
Oh, please.
And the children be well behaved and all of those things.
You know, I believe that human is the one who has the really takes forever to get an evolution, because no matter what, it's still man's world. And men, like what I said, had raised by woman under the skirt and got dodoed by mother. They all expected it. The wife can be perfect, and the end of the night, no matter what, be sexy. You know where? Look at that. The biggest, busiest. Listen, busiest shop. You when you go to mall, guess what? Who is the busiest shop? That shop, that lingerie shop.
Lingerie, of course.
Exactly.
Because what business sells more than anything
exactly.
else?
Exactly.
Sex. Sex sells.
The all husband expect their wife in the end of the night after she cooked and prepare all the homework or the equipment for next day for their children. They expect you to still to be wearing their lingerie, Victoria. It's your fault. You really wish that we all wear the, in the end of the night, wear and be really put the hair down and be sexy, and you expect that. No, it doesn't happen. We women are liberated these days. No wonder their sales went down.
But you know what's funny too? You touched on something else. You talked about how the man comes back and he's looking at this woman and he's saying,
what happened?
Who are you? What happened?
Exactly.
But let's fast forward to present day, right? Think of all the enhancements, because women always get accused of using enhancements. We use bras that push them up, push them in, make them look better.
Yeah.
We have, you know, there are pieces you can put in your hair, there's makeup, there's all kinds of stuff. But if you pay attention, particularly on social media, shows you a whole lot of things.
Social media, it's all your freaking fault. We woman become it.
No, but social media shows you now all of the men who are using just as many enhancements. I have seen countless videos of men who start out looking like they're 60, 70, 80 years old. Then they sit down in somebody's chair and they get everything. They have no hair, literally no hair, nothing, zero. And they come out looking like 25-year-old men. And I'm sitting there watching these videos over and over going,
huh?
I actually watched how this happened and I still don't understand.
I'll tell you, in Japan, you know what is really trend? Vegetarian men. You know what is, who is a vegetarian man? It's going on now.
And it's healthier.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
Not why.
Maybe sexually, but I don't know. They don't do anything. Just you remember, like an American woman in 1950, they when husband come home and they're like, honey, you know, here's a dinner. And here, you know, like what you said, all children behave and sit down and have a wonderful day, having a grace and having a wonderful, and then put the nice Lawrence Welk
all
music.
All the stories that they show right? on television.
Exactly. That's the way the Japan goes. Woman in Japan, they finally become as, you remember the Jonah arc in France? Mm-hmm. That in French Revolution, mm-hmm. the Joan of Arc having a flag, and then she's like, no more. That's what Japanese woman does that these days. So men are, their role is changed.
There's a role reversal, exactly. But it's not just in Japan. That's happening globally.
I think so.
You see a lot of it right here in America. You do. You see plenty of it which goes back to more women are working outside of the home and a lot more men are being house husbands.
Husbands. Exactly. And exactly.
I don't know if they're necessarily keeping the house
as clean as
the women though. But the roles are reversing.
But a woman, we have to feel grateful if they admitted to be a house husband and, you know, they don't really clean maybe well, but as far as they don't drinking bourbon and just sitting all day and pretend that they worked all day in home, should appreciate.
But you know how they have mommy and me clubs?
Yeah.
For, you know, first moms who are home and able to take their children to all the activities. And they have more dads in them. So are they starting to change the names now? Are they daddy and mommy and me clubs? Or are they daddy and me clubs? Or are they parents and me clubs? Or are they just...
What happened with the linguistic scholar? You have to come up with a different language for those men now, right? Yeah, the things are getting changed. But
although men do tend to be better cooks than women. I'm sorry, women, but reality is reality.
You know, speaking of a man being a good good cook, better than woman, it is a reality. Do you remember?
I think we're just lazier, though. I don't necessarily know actually better.
It's better, but I'll tell you, even until one century ago, not maybe half a century ago, all Chinese men was a better chef than woman. You know why? Because the equipment they had to carry, you know, all made with iron, metal. So Chinese, believe or not, Chinese woman never cooked in that era, around century. Yeah, century ago. Because that. So you're talking about man is cooking better. Mm-hmm. Than woman. It is so true.
That's cultural, across cultures.
Cross-cultural?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even these days.
Absolutely.
You go to a really, in Manhattan, which
Michelin star restaurants.
Exactly.
The
all
chefs
are
male.
Yeah. But anyhow, I forgot about that.
We started with infidelity.
Infidelity that the men, their rate, not only that they are better chef or cook.
They're better at infidelity?
Higher.
Ah.
Much higher, still higher, because woman is like what I said, no matter what, we want to have infidelity, but we don't really have any tendency to commit it like men does. Men goes out and committed more than woman physically. So I said, but there's no excuse. Whoever cheating their loved one, you know, I always think.
Right, just leave. If you're unhappy, leave.
No, don't ask them.
No,
don't.
I mean from the perspective of why would you break someone's heart? You know, you go through this whole thing, okay, they're not supposed to find out. They find out, you break their heart, you destroy your family. Why?
Well, you don't have to ask them to leave. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, whoever cheat to their loved one, I'll tell you what, their body should be thrown out to the Mongolian desert to be a bird's food, you know.
But I'm just saying, instead of embarking on that journey, if you're that unhappy with someone that you need to look elsewhere, leave. Don't break someone's heart. Give them a chance to be happy too. So just move on.
But Anichi, you're trying to be a good human. Do you know what? They were saying that people who, DSM saying that, it is disorder. You need a treatment because it's either a borderline disorder or delusional disorder. It is sickness. It's not, you know, something they can do by then voluntarily, amazingly.
Yeah, it is interesting.
So I empathize to men who's having an infidelity because you cannot help yourself, although I told you your body should be thrown out to Mongolian desert to be a bird's food. But, you know, it is a disorder. So I said I should have really asked her to have a therapy. I mean, I hate to say that she asked me what to tell her what to do, but my answer is...
Individual therapy or couples therapy?
You get an individual therapy first and find out why he's having an affair constantly. You know, doesn't stop. Like, he's not a teeny bopper, but he's still in his... I think he's getting close to 50, but still having an affair. Why? Because in order to find out, you get a therapy first, marriage counselor first, then you eventually you're gonna see yourself and your husband together. So that was my conclusion. You know, see the marriage counselor. You know, it's just don't take lightly. Don't expect, oh, he'll be okay. Because whenever he cheats, get caught, he apologizes officially. Then what do you do? Because we all have a very soft heart.
So
you
right,
know when
take
men
back.
Apologize,
mm-hmm. It won't happen again. Take him back.
But funny again. Thing, if it is a reverse way, I don't think men will stay. You know, how many men you find out? If they find out you or me having an infidelity,
they'd probably leave. Yeah.
Right? No, probably. They don't leave. They don't care. Right. They might say that, look, if you want to alimony or whatever, this is a good chance. I can sue you. You know, I'm not going to give you, we're not going to have money halfway. You know how...
Oh, well, a lot of people do have prenups.
You know what
yes.
happened if you're going to have an infidelity and then divorce? I'm not a lawyer, but men get stripped off in New York
I think
by
depends.
The law, right? No?
I don't think it's that black and white. I think it depends on the individual situation.
Really?
Is there a prenuptial agreement in place? Who had more assets? What did you agree to before you came into the union? What does that relationship look like? What's the level of the emotion involved? Are we separating as adults who are able to communicate as adults? And
that's
are
true.
There children involved? And I think there are so many different aspects that come into play that I don't think it's necessarily so black and white, so clear.
That is true, like many things. And all I have to say is just when you find out your spouse or partner having an infidelity, what to do?
That also depends on the situation. I mean, if you think about it from this perspective, some people live their lives that way and they're perfectly content that
Don't
way.
Don't be gentle.
No, you want to know.
My answer is
throw them into the desert.
Don't get caught by your partner or spouse, right? If you have an affair with someone, make sure you do it discreetly, that don't get caught. But that's what I say. But I understand why you were saying it. I'm not saying it. Don't be gentle. That was a part of kidding. But if anybody are going through, we are laughing, but we empathize.
And oh, absolutely.
Exactly. And
absolutely.
Hopefully it get resolved in simple way, because life is short and precious. So don't fight over the infidelity. You know, it happened. It's happened or happening. Nothing you can do about it. So
just decide if you want to move forward,
mm-hmm.
or if you even feel that you can move forward. And if not, go your separate ways.
Exactly. Because there's nothing wrong with that you just cut off the relationship. Sometimes, you know, you meet and there's a time you have to separate it, right? So in that note, I really appreciate that we had a great chance to chat about infidelity. Hope nothing happened to anyone. But in that note, we saying bye to our
audience. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you join us again very soon.
Cannot Imagine Podcast. Remember, don't forget to push.
Subscribe.
You know why? Exactly.
And like and share.
There we go. So thank you for joining us again, and see you next time.